Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. We are talking about how you know it's time to hire. Today's episode is appropriately sponsored by Viva Virtual Assistants. Viva allows a local insurance agent to outsource those low-to-no revenue tasks that knock you out of the productivity zone each day. Also enables agents to purely focus on high revenue-generating activities, even the playing field for the local agent. That is an appropriate topic too, right? How do you know it's time to hire? And then if you can't find people to hire, go to Viva. Or if you are hiring people and want them to just focus on revenue-generating tasks, you also go to Viva. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and click on virtual assistance. It'll get you hooked up with those folks over there at Viva Virtual Assistance. We appreciate their sponsorship today. All right, so on today's Daily Insurance Meditation, we are talking about how you know it's time to hire. You can't hire people too early, right? Because number two reason that businesses fail, according to cbinsights.com, is because they run out of cash. You don't want to run out of cash, but at the same time, if your business has the cash flow that it should have when you're getting ready to hire your first person, you can shuffle things around, like get creative, juggle some cash, cut some expenses, even if it's temporarily, if it's in your personal life, whatever. Because that's one of the ways that we get back to that playing field, right? We get the drive to make more money because we are, neglecting certain things that we prefer, whether it's eating out, getting a coffee, going on a vacation, anything like that. We prefer to have those things in our lives. And so when we don't have them, we tend to push the envelope a little bit harder to get those back. So I would say, if you have the overall cash flow in your agency to hire somebody, if you shuffle some things around or shut some things off temporarily or, kind of move things, do it. Because if you're looking at hiring somebody, then there's reasons why. And this is five signs. This is from Monster. Five signs that it's time to hire for your small business. So number one, customer service is slipping. Number two, you or your employees are overwhelmed. Not enough hours in the day, stuff like that. Number three, you find yourself saying no to new business. Number four, it's time to bring some tasks in-house, whether, it's different accounting functions or different things like that, which there's ways to automate that. So I'm not, saying you should hire an accountant, but I'm just giving an example. Or number five, high value employees are doing low value work, which is exactly where Viva Virtual Assistance comes in, and their insurance trade. I don't know if I said that in the intro, but it's important to note that. So these are the top reasons why, why we need to hire somebody. So, if you hire without a plan, that's typically a mistake. And you do not want to hire the first person that walks through the door. You want to find somebody that is really skilled. They got similar values. They understand your vision. They're passionate about, what you're wanting to do with your agency. They have a high level of emotional intelligence and stop the train, full stop. That's the most important skill right there, period. They also have to be reliable, right? You want somebody that's flexible and honest, but having a high level of emotional intelligence in the insurance field to be able to effectively communicate the needs of the customer to the underwriter, the needs of the underwriter back to the customer, understanding, empathy, these different things, those are very, very, very important things that an agent of any position, whether it's a sales agent or a servicing agent, those are must-haves. I would say higher emotional intelligence over any other skill set, period, end of story. You need to be taking all these things into consideration. But like I said, hands down, high level of emotional intelligence should be your list topper for sure. We're going to go over more of these reasons on why startups fail. Today, we just brushed over part of the reason is because they run out of cash. And part of the reason they run out of cash is by hiring too early or, by burning through cash, losing clients, by not having the people on the team that need to be servicing the accounts. These are the these are the signs that you need to hire. These are the conditions that you need to hire under. If you're looking for somebody to come in and you don't have the money maybe to quite get a first employee, or you're trying to cut some costs, Viva is an excellent, you know, I know they're a sponsor today. I did this on purpose. But they're a great option for you because they're less than the price of a full-time agent, and then they can get you that work. So that way you can and stay in the productivity zone every day. But again, you know, if you're looking to hire your first person, these are the signs, right? You're wanting to expand your new business. You're overwhelmed. You don't have enough hours in the day. Your customer service is slipping. You're not getting back to people. You definitely need to hire somebody. So do not be afraid of doing it. Just get a plan together, get a list, you know, of what you are hiring for, the person that you want to hire for, and then do not settle. And this has been your daily insurance meditation.